This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Rwanda briefly closed its border with the Democratic Republic of Congo Thursday as health officials struggle to contain an Ebola outbreak that has now killed more than 1,800 people. Witnesses told VOA that authorities prevented most people from crossing for several hours after the Ebola virus was detected in Goma. At a news conference, Dr. Margaret Harris with the World Health Organization says closing borders only serves to frighten people and make it more difficult to contain an Ebola outbreak.
If you start making people terrified, you close things down, they run away, they hide, and they spread disease.
Rwanda's Ministry of Health denied the border was ever closed, and by Thursday afternoon, people were crossing between the two countries again. The second night of Democratic presidential debates on CNN saw former Vice President Joe Biden facing blistering attacks from his rivals. VOA's Jim Malone explains.
It was a much feistier night of debate in Detroit, with the current frontrunner, Joe Biden, facing multiple attacks from his rivals on health care, climate change, and criminal justice. But Biden also clashed over immigration with former Obama cabinet secretary Julian Castro. Castro wants to decriminalize migrant border crossings.
If you cross the border illegally, you should be able to be sent back. It's a crime.
First of all, Mr. Vice President, it looks like one of us has learned the lessons of the past and one of us hasn't.
But when they were not attacking each other, the Democrats were eager to turn their fire on President Trump. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
For more on the candidates and the U.S. presidential race, please go to voanews.com. U.S. stocks are up slightly in afternoon trading. This is VOA News. Dozens of people were killed Thursday in aerial attacks on a military parade in the Yemeni port city of Aden. At least 10 others were killed in a separate suicide bombing in another part of the city. News reports say at least 32 people were killed, including a military commander. Thursday's attacks were the deadliest in Aden since November 2017, when the Islamic State affiliate attacked the city's headquarters, killing 15 people. In a rare and dramatic move, the United States has imposed sanctions against the top diplomat of a foreign country. The U.S. took the action against Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif. On Thursday, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani called the move childish. The executive order accuses Zarif of acting on behalf of his country's supreme leader, who was recently sanctioned by the United States. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Thailand attending an ASEAN summit. During a news conference, the secretary said he hopes North Korea will return to the negotiating table a day after Pyongyang conducted its second ballistic missile test in less than a week.
We're ready to go. We hope that Chairman Kim will deploy his team to meet with Special Representative Biegun so that we can continue the dialogue so that we can ultimately achieve what those two leaders set out back in Singapore in summer of last year.
Earlier in the day, Pompeo said some preliminary work has to be done before talks can resume. Meanwhile, more details have come out on the North Korean missile tests. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
North Korea said leader Kim Jong-un had supervised the first test firing of a new multiple rocket launcher system that could potentially enhance its ability to strike targets in South Korea. The report by the North's official Korean Central News Agency differed from the assessment by South Korea's military, which had concluded Wednesday's launches were of two short-range ballistic missiles. KCNA said Kim expressed satisfaction over the test firing and said the newly developed rocket system would soon serve a main role in his military's land combat operations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Authorities in Somalia say the mayor of the capital has died of wounds sustained in a militant suicide attack on his office last month. Abdurrahman Omar Osman's deputy said he died Thursday afternoon while doctors were treating wounds at a hospital in Qatar. Osman, who became mayor of Mogadishu in 2018, left a wife and seven children. The heat wave that smashed high temperature records in five European countries a week ago is now over Greenland, accelerating the melting of the island's ice sheet and causing massive ice loss in the Arctic. 82% of Greenland's surface is covered in ice. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.